Off the Ball. GAA.
A fantastic role, Matt Dwalos. And for us as young people coming in, the Lee McCarthy wasn't coming in them first couple of years, but the O'Duffy Cup was there every year.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Keenan returns for Twickenham, but Ireland suffer a second row blow. Steve Borthwick hands a maiden start to Emmanuel Faye-Wabosso, and the giant hole Eddie Jones has left in Rugby Australia's finances. First up today, Andy Farrell has made a single change to his Ireland team for Saturday's crucial Six Nations game with England. Hugo Keenan returns at full back, having missed the win over Wales with a knee injury. Kieran Frawley drops to the bench, whose 6-2 configuration means there's still no room for the fit again Gary Ringrose. Finlay Beelam and Ian Henderson come onto that bench in the absence of the injured Ollie Yeager and James Ryan. Farrell revealed today that Ryan's Six Nations is over after he suffered a freak bicep injury in training. The head coach also discussed Ringrose's inability to force his way back into contention.
He's fit and he's well. He's trained all week. He's done all the contact work necessary to be available. It's just circumstances. Gary knows exactly. I had the chat with him yesterday, and he was smiling actually in the fact that it's just circumstances. He knows what I think about him as a rugby player, and his comments to me was that he's been on the good side of circumstances so many times as a player as well. So he understands.
Farrell's also strongly hinted that England will want to take Saturday's game into the trenches in an effort to frustrate the Grand Slam chasers.
I don't get involved with the criticism at all. I don't look at that. I look at the individuals, the way that they're playing, the coaching staff that they've got, the plan that they've got. I know that they're a fantastic side that's going to be preparing to give it everything they've got at the weekend, so that makes them unbelievably dangerous. We just prepare for them to be at their best, and if that's the case, it's going to be one hell of a battle.
So that Ireland team has Hugo Keenan once again at full back, the wings again manned by Calvin Nash and James Lowe. Robbie Henshaw continues his centre partnership with Bundy Aki. It's Jack Crowley at out half once again, Jemison Gibson-Park at scrum half, a front row of Andrew Porter, Dan Sheen and Tyke Furlong, Joe McCarthy and Tyke Byrne are in the second row. Peter O'Mahony continues a blindside flanker, Josh Van der Fleer is on the open, and Kenan Dorris will start at number 8. As I say, that 6-2 split on the bench has Ronan Kelleher, Keane Healy and Finlay Beelam providing front row cover. Ian Henderson, Ryan Baird and Jack Conan are the other forwards on the bench. Conor Murray and Kieran Frawley will cover the backs. For England, Emmanuel Faye-Wabosso will make his first start on Saturday following his try-scoring cameo against Scotland a fortnight ago. The Exeter winger replaces Elliot Daly, who drops to the bench. Fit again, Alex Mitchell replaces Danny Kerr, who'll win his 100th cap when he's introduced. The other change sees George Martin come into the second row, with Ollie Chesham moving to blindside flanker and Ethan Roots missing out. Despite only resuming full training in the past day or so, Marcus Smith is included on the England bench. England head coach Steve Borthwick was asked what Faye-Wabosso will bring to Saturday's game.
The blend of players is important, and I think Manny, he certainly came on onto the field 2 weeks ago and had incredible impact. He's a player who wants the ball, he's a player who wants to carry, and he wants to get the team over the game line.
And further to Farrell's earlier comments, Borthwick has made no secret of his desire to frustrate Ireland on Saturday.
Firstly, let's be clear about Ireland. Right now, I think we'd all agree they're the best team in the world. Might not have won the World Cup, but right now, the way they're playing, the way they've been playing through the first period of this championship, the best team in the world. And one of the aspects, their attack is probably the best in the world. Now, it's going against the defence that wants to put people under an awful lot of pressure. And so we're going to be really tested there, and I'm looking forward to seeing our defence in under this test. What we've been able to do is force teams to change the way they're playing a little bit. We've forced teams to make a number of errors, and then we've started having the ability to capitalise off the back of those turnovers that are created. Now, quite clearly, playing against Ireland, if they're allowed to get into their rhythm, then they're a very strong side, so we need to ensure they don't get in that rhythm, and from there is maximise, when we get those opportunities, maximise the how quickly we take them.
George Furbank will start at fullback for England at Twickenham on Saturday. The wings will have Emmanuel Faye-Wiboso and Tommy Freeman. Henry Slade and Ollie Lawrence are their centre partnership. George Ford starts at out half. Alex Mitchell returns at scrum half. It's a front row of Ellis Genge, Jamie George and Dan Cole. Maro Itoje and George Martin are their second row partnership. Ollie Chesham is a blindside flanker. Sam Underhill is on the open. And Ben Earl will start at number 8. The replacements for England are Theo Dan, Joe Marler, Will Stewart, Chandler Cunningham-South, Alex Dombrandt, Danny Kerr, Marcus Smith and Elliot Daly. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men 72-hour advanced deodorants. Tough on sweat, not on skin. Andy Christie, Cameron Redpath and George Horn are all promoted from the Scotland bench for Saturday's game away to Italy. Saracens flanker Christie replaces Jamie Ritchie at blindside. Redpath starts at inside centre in place of the injured Sione Tuipulotu, and Ben White is also jettisoned from the matchday 23 with Horn starting at scrum half and Ali Price providing cover on the bench. Harlequins winger Louis Lino will make his Italy debut in Saturday's game in Rome. The son of Wallabies legend Michael comes in for Federico Mori, with Tommaso Menoncello moving to inside centre. Flanker Sebastian Negri has recovered from a rib injury to make just his second appearance of this year's competition. Lorenzo Canone has recovered from a knee problem but is among the replacements. The only other change to the starting 15 sees Simone Ferrari start at tight head for Josue Zilocki. Rugby Australia Chief Executive Phil Waugh has revealed that an unauthorised $2.6 million Australian dollars were spent on their doomed World Cup campaign. That equates to roughly €1.57 million. Waugh said the excess money was spent on team costs, staff travel and player benefits. Waugh put the overspend down to a cultural deficiency that they need to rectify. Finally, former All Blacks and Scotland assistant coach Brad Muir has been appointed as Argentina's new attack coach. The Kiwi will work under recently appointed Pumas head coach Felipe Contepomi. Muir worked with Gregor Townsend and the Scots last year, having been part of Ian Foster's All Black staff prior to that. He's also a former head coach of the Scarlets. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll have more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Dove Men Plus Care, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.